Thank you for calling the office.
We close. Our office hours are Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. If you know the extension of the person you wish to reach, please hold while I transfer your call.
Hey, Chris.
Hi, this is Chris Dawson, Senior Staff Counsel of the California State Auditor's Office. I am in the office today, but away from the phone, so please leave a message at the tone, and I will return your call later. Thanks.
Please leave a message at the tone. When finished, you may hang up or press pound for additional options.
My name is James Martin Driscoll, and my number that I can be reached is 909-882-8759. That's my mom's number to the house here in San Bernardino. I'm using your contact form, you know, the contact sheet that you have on your website. It's the one on the bottom, and I'm going up the entire list because the entire list is relevant to my case. Accessibility contact, which has no extension, but I've already left a voicemail there. Each one of these voicemails is that I've already left a voicemail for Jeremy Evans. So this will be my third voicemail. I require that each one of these voicemails be compiled together, and that that goes to that. Now you understand that you have two prior missed voicemails that you have to understand before you can understand this own. But I have a tweet that also now goes to this fact, and it says, "This is the absolute truth." And I have a link to an email that I'm going to actually fax to you. I am currently on my second call. It says now I'm on my third. From bottom to top, this is what the tweet says. And the tweet says, "You will be getting a fax. I demand every single voicemail to be compiled into one audio file and replied to this tweet." That means public. Somehow, a link, okay? So this is number three. Information privacy officer. I have not had any information privacy since I started all of this for all the time that I can tell. There is actually an online documentation, Information Privacy in Cyberspace Transactions, excuse me, that is, I do believe, authored by the last name of Kang, on my website. I have no information privacy, so you know that I have a reference to a document. I also reference a document on my website called Computing and Moral Responsibility. That is from stanford.edu. So I'm aware of everything there. I have no information privacy because none of you can be honest. I have my entire bank record, you know, from time to time update my entire bank records online. I have from time to time update my entire medical records online. I am the most open book as possible, and you continue to violate my rights. My rights are violated to a point I'm going to die. Die, do you hear me? Die. I have no doctor. I have no ability to have any kind of conversation with anybody. Police officers, or I'm sure your own auditor's office. I'm sure you'll all just waste this away, and I have to leave this house into homelessness and into the streets and die. Because not a single one of you will step up and represent the truth. I have an entire journal that I started all the way back in 2005 in Oakland online. And now I have a new registration of a domain before I even knew your audit was related to the San Bernardino Police Department. That is realityaudit.life. Starting to rehash from that time point forward. Every single thing I see is being is audited to its reality because I can do that. I have the knowledge to do that. Your audits for the police department is so out of integrity, it's pathetic. Pathetic. And so you two are not going to answer me, see? You're going to be the same way. So I'm going to go up to the press contact, legislative contact.
The recording limit has been exceeded. To send this message, press pound or hang up. To review, message sent.
Thank you for calling the Office of...